Are you a morning person, or are you a nightlife person?
I love to sleep, so I guess I'm kind of guess I feel like I haven't had a choice. Like I need to be a morning person because I've always had a job, or I don't know, gardening a lot, and that needs to happen before things are crazy outside on this tube. So I feel like I'm yeah, but I don't love to wake up. That's the issue. But I once I'm up, it's usually fine. Yeah. So
Right,
well.
right. Gardening though. You have a garden?
I do. I garden at the front of the house. There's like the like patches of dirt. So I'm in Clinton Hill, and I've been gardening for 2 years now. And yeah, it's a kind of a it's a big undertaking. My neighbor has been gardening for years. They've been living in their apartment for like I think 20 years or something. And she always grew some flowers. And that's like 2 years ago, I decided to join her into our endeavor. So now we have like a massive row of sunflowers. And yeah, just a lot of like wildflowers and things. It's a little, it's not like super manicured as a garden. It's very, it looks like a tiny field, tiny field of wildflowers.
I love that it's in the front of the yard, not in the not like you have a backyard
Yeah, so
or
it's
a
for
rooftop
everyone to
garden.
see, which is, yeah, no, everyone loves it. If I'm outside, that's why I have to do it early, because as soon as people are walking on the block, if I'm outside, they'll just talk about it and they'll like want to chit chat. So I have to like do it very early before there's a lot of people. I mean, I don't mind chatting with people. It's just it's been a lot. But it's really sweet. Like there's a kindergarten close to us, or like a daycare, and the kids each morning when they have to like the group walks by, and in the summer I work with the windows open, and I could just hear them scream sunflowers every day. Like
Really?
like 10:30, I'm like, okay, here it comes. Yeah, it's really it's been fun.
That is fun. That's actually pretty cool. That's really sweet too. Like the kids just like on their way to work or on their way to work. Whoa. On their way to school, that'll just like brighten up their day.
Yeah, no, it's been nice. So yeah, I love gardening. It's been a joy. But I'm not as good as my neighbor, but I'm trying to be. My dream is to to have the whole block do sunflowers one day. Yeah, it's a neighbor at a time. A neighbor is joining us this summer, so now we're like three next to each other doing sunflowers.
Okay, it sounds like you're starting a little community garden on the block.
Yeah, I kind of yeah, I guess so.
One stoop at a time. Usually it's like compost day, but
One block at a day. One block, well, no, one block at a time. Sorry, I haven't had my second coffee. I'm still kind of like a little bit in the groggy zone.
I'm on my second coffee right now, and as you can tell, like
It's
obviously
evening.
it's evening. Yeah, behind me right now is the Ho Chi Minh Vietnam skyline behind me.
Oh, wow.
We're
So cool.
in two totally different opposite time zones.
Yeah, New York is good for cr like crossover with different time zones. I don't know. How's your trip to Asia? That sounds super fun.
It's been long. This is part of the Wear Many Hats World Tour that I've been doing the past 6 months, which has been kind of insane. Yesterday, this is day one in Vietnam for the first time, but last week we were in Cambodia, and so I was bopping around
Wow.
Cambodia. I landed in Phnom Penh, and then after that went to Siem Reap, and I went to go see this. They're known for Angkor Wat, which is their like amazing, beautiful temple. And the thing, it's like, it's so big, it's so huge. What I just found out about it is that it is the eighth wonder of the world. I did not know that. And when I went on a limb, but I met a lot of Cambodian people on the way, and they're like, "Do you know when you're going?" And I was like, "No. When you're going is the equinox." So what that means is like the sun at sunrise will the sun will be up on the top of Angkor Wat, and that's why a lot of people plan their trip to go. And you see, and it's only for 3 days, and I didn't know that. I just went on a limb. Yeah, and everyone's like, you got lucky. And on top of that, you're supposed to make a wish too. That's what like Cambodians like pray or make a wish or anything like that when you're there. And I was like doing the whole thing, and I was like, what is going on right now? So it was kind of cool.
That sounds magic and kind of, yeah, just very special. And that now I want to go. I mean, I went to Asia for the first time this year. I went
No
to
way.
Korea and Japan. Yeah,
That's
it's my first
right.
time. My husband's Australian, so I went to Australia as well. So in a year, like it took very long flights. And I was like, I've been to Australia. Korea, it's fine. It's a 15-hour flight, no problem. So yeah, now I'm like, I find it. I didn't think I would be able to do such long flights, and now I'm like, I must go back, and I'm definitely want to go do a stop in Asia next time we're. I mean, next time we're in Australia, because yeah, there's so much to see, and now maybe it should be Cambodia.
It
I want to go to
was,
Taiwan, but
oh,
first, but
oh
in
Taiwan. Yeah, so before Cambodia, I was also in Taiwan for a couple of days. I was in Taipei, and that was also magical too. And then before that, I was in Kuala Lumpur and KL, where my parents are from, Malaysia. But Taipei was magical too. But Cambodia, before you go to Cambodia, the funny part about this whole trip that I've been doing for the world tour is like I get all of my information or like advice from like obviously friends or like people that I meet, but mostly Reddit. And so Reddit's like number one for some odd reason. But for Cambodia, you gotta go to Phnom Penh, the capital first, just to like go to all the museums first to like learn about its history, and then you'll love it like so much more. That's the thing about like going to new countries. It's like people will plan ahead. They'll learn about the history online, but it's like best to go on like the first 2, 3 days to like
Yeah,
their
National
museum.
History
National,
Museum,
yeah,
like first
exactly.
stop. Yeah,
Yeah.
I'm a believer in that too. Yeah, it's just it kind of you just can contextualize things, and I think like as you go throughout your trip, you're just noticing things that you've seen in the museum, or like just traditions or little details that you just have a much better understanding, and you kind of like. Yeah, it's like watching a movie for the second time. You just, I feel like you're able to really pick things up.
But I'm also glad that you went to your husband's country and then you also went to Korea and Japan, Asia for the first time. Everyone like needs to go to Asia. Everyone needs to go to Australia. Everyone's, doing Europe. We get it.
Yeah, it's close to, I mean, it's a short flight from New York, but I had such a fun time in Australia, and Korea was incredible, and I was lucky. My husband had an exhibition there, so we were there
Amazing.
for almost 2 weeks, and I have really good friends who also live there, so it was what really surprised me when I was asking for food recommendations, because obviously you always ask friends like, hey, what's your top three? And you're like, you just look up like anything that has a good rating on Naver, which is the app they use for like for maps, and they like anything that has a good rating is reliably good, and it ended up being true. So we didn't have one bad meal. Yeah, it was wild. Yeah, I still dream about these little traditional sweet rice cakes with like squash and so on and pine nuts. It was so, yeah, so good. I miss it.
You seem like a person that eats almost everything. Do you have any dietary restrictions or anything like that?
No, I didn't eat meat for a while. So I'm from Quebec, and where I'm from, I'm not from Montreal. People assume I am, but I'm not. I'm from the, it's not northern because northern is really far, but it's as north, I don't know. It's like a lot of people would go. And so it's like maybe an 8 hour drive from Montreal, where I was born, and then where I was raised is like 13 hours. And my family hunts a lot, and I grew up eating moose. And
Game.
so, yeah, I grew up eating game, and I don't know. It's just so when I moved out of my parents' house, like I never really bought red meat, and then I guess like just. I didn't eat red meat for a while, but when I travel, or if I go out with friends or go to someone's house, like I'll eat meat. But yeah, when I travel, I don't like. I think it's really hard to have restrictions, and I mean, I'm impressed by anyone who does it. I'm like, I don't know, especially in a place where they have only one or two items on the menu. I'm like, I just yeah, it's okay, anything.
It's in your
Yeah.
face. You can't not.
It looks good, and I'm like, I just need to try it. Yeah, and but I try to not eat meat too much, but when I go home, I'll eat, I guess, a lot of moose, and yeah. Moose burger, moose stew, moose pie, moose steak.
This is Wear Many Hats with your host, Rashad Rostam. You can find us on all platforms and at wearmanyhats.com. WMH and Desar is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you. Gabrielle Lamontagne is a creative director and illustrator based in New York. I met Gabby IRL at Hester Street Fair when Commercial Type and Desar hosted our first ever zine fair, and she had a table with us. Gabby was selling bodega prints along with a few vintage postcards, and a certain movie star pulled up. They've been best friends ever since. Gabby was formerly at Chobani, and her watercolors were used on the original rebrand packaging. Her illustration work has been featured in The Guardian, It's Nice That, and Bon Appetit. Gabby has the best emoji profile pic that you can never forget. Please welcome Gabrielle Lamontagne to Wear Many Hats.
Oh, thank you. I'm so happy to be doing this.
It's so good to have you on. I've been wanting you forever.
Oh, it's been I'm really glad we're doing this. I had such a fun time at the Hester Street Fair, and I hope you guys do it again. The zine fair was really lovely. Yeah, it's been lovely to know you since. I'm just catching up, I don't know, online or in real life. Yeah.
Totally, totally. And then, I also shot portraits of you in front of the commercial type billboards that we produced
Yes.
out in Park Slope. And it was great catching up with you because I remember you were saying that you were bouncing out of Chobani, and I wanted to catch up and ask, how's it feel to be back on the freelance dark side? Or have you ever been here before? I feel like I'm the freelance gatekeeper for some odd reason.
It's funny. It was actually when we saw each other last, it was my last day. I was like shooting. We were shooting the billboards, which is, I was very lucky to work with commercial, like Christian, and my friend Burton at the time is also working with them a little bit still. But yeah, on Chobani, so it's kind of a full circle. But it's been great. It's been such a, I don't know, I haven't done it in so long. It's a lot of, it's a big adjustment. I was at Chobani for a really long time, and mostly just because you really have to ask yourself what you want to do and make those decisions for yourself. No one's making those decisions for you. And when you're at a job, I feel like you kind of, they outline a path for you, kind of.
Right.
And, but, you can think a little bit about what you want, but I think being freelance, you really have to think about it hard because you need to make kind of a plan, I guess. I mean, you can't really plan too much because there's a lot of surprises, but at least you kind of need to have you kind of need to have a little bit of I don't know, criterias in your head, or like you need to do a little bit of your own soul searching. But yeah, it's funny. My parents are actually really happy. They were like,
Really?
we're so glad. I was like, are you sure? Yeah, they just, I don't know, I mean, in Canada it's very different, but yeah, they were very, they just love that I can take my future into my own hands. I was like, oh, that's nice.
Whoa, that is so, that's actually pretty cool. I love that they were the happiest.
Yeah, I was very shocked. Yeah, very, very shocked. But it's been good so far. Just kind of like saying yes to a lot of things and trying to just to see how things are in different places, and how, like, I just want to, I'm like, I feel like a sponge right now. I just want to like try different things and meet new people, and just sh sharpen my craft in a way that I is a little bit unexpected. And I think, the stuff that was worrying me, I think I've been, people always can, like, they're saying like, it's so hard, and financially you're so insecure, and then you have to pay for your home insurance and blah blah blah. And it's true. There's a lot of things that are like were really worrying me, but I'm proud to say that I'm trying to put a lid on it, and it's been fine so far. I think it's, yeah, I'm just trying to not let it hijack, the good thing that I have right now.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, because when I was having you on, you were like, I just started. And I was like, you started your new thing? That's amazing. Like, happens to be on when I thought that you were still soul searching, but it's the funny part about freelancing is like you just don't know. It's so unknown. It's like, yeah, I'm going to take a breather, but then like suddenly the phone rings and then you're like, okay, soul searching ended.
Yeah, I think you have to, I don't know. I mean, I was giving myself, I told myself I would give myself a year just to kind of see how I feel, because I think it takes time. I mean, I probably could do it for, could probably try it for longer, but I think a year to see if I like it, and if I like this rhythm, and if it's something that I feel like is sustainable. But yeah, no, I agree. I think the soul searching is more like, especially sometimes you get a call and you're like, we want you on this, and you're like, okay, what's the project? They're like, can't tell. You'll find out later. I'm like, all right.
Like more
I mean,
unknown,
if you think
right?
this is, yeah, more a lot of, but again, it's a lot of surprises. But I think you can, at least the people you might want to work with, the places you feel like you'll, it might, the vibe might, click. And I think I'm just trying to keep an open mind, and I think that's the what's really key, is just keeping an open mind and also making sure it's working for you. And if it's not working for you, it's just like, do something else. But because, yeah, I don't know. I realize I'm in my mid-30s. Like, I gotta do this now. If I don't do it now, I don't think it's only gonna get a little bit more not difficult, but I was just like, I'm more flexible, I think, right now to do it, if that makes sense. Yeah.
That's exactly what I said about when I started this Wear Many Hats World Tour. I said the same exact thing about like I have to do this now because I'm not like tied down. For me, my life is like my work life is different because it's like the phone will ring exactly like a photographer's for some odd reason, where it's like during the slow months, it really dies down, but there are surprises. You never know. But then when middle of the year comes up, bam, the phone will not stop ringing. So then I have to
It's
travel. No.
yeah that I mean the, I, that's my big thing for me that I want to figure out is a balance. I have more time to do my own stuff, and so far it's been very slow to find time, but I'm hopeful that I'll have like a, soon enough, a little chunk that will help me do my own thing. But how do you strike that balance between, commission work and then, or like contractor work, and then making sure you have room to do like your podcast or like your travel associated to it? Like, how do you get surprised, or like you just like you're
It's
like, I don't
all surprises. I
know.
honestly don't know how I do it. And I think it's by motivation, to be honest with you, because after all, okay, so to start off, I'm not a backpacker. I'm moonlighting as one, but I am not a backpacker. I'm not a digital nomad. I'm moonlighting as one, but I'm absolutely not one of those. But I can't see how both of those two types of people can do what they do, especially like the nomad stuff, only because of the fact that the di digital nomad stuff, only because of the fact that like how can you pay attention when you're traveling and you're just having such a great time just to be like, I gotta go to work type B? Like that's just not happening. Like for me, like no. But for the projects that I have to do, I like want to do them. And they happen because of the time change. They happen to be after I soak in all the craziness from during the day, I come back. I should be more tired, but instead I'm like so pumped to do the projects that I'm doing now. And so like at night, it just like fuels the fire. Because like and it doesn't take me too long, but I'm doing like projects that that I absolutely love through like the owl hours. And I don't know if it was for like some of my other clients, like the bigger ones, I totally get it, but there's no I have to be back in New York. There's no way. They're all in New York and LA based, and I can't pay attention. Like, for instance, I'd be going to the club and I'd be like drafting emails.
That's a very good skill to have. Like,
Don't send. Do not send.
yeah. Draft,
It's
draft
all
only.
drafts. Drafts only. Drafts only.
That's kind of my that's my next goal, is just finding time to. I mean, that's the why I really like doing the Hester Street Fair. I ended up also selling picture books, like vintage picture books, and that's something I want to dedicate more time to as well. And I just it's been a journey. I have a big pile here of books that I bought like online auctions, and like, oh no, I have to list them all and put them up. And but I, oh yeah, one thing at a time.
But
But
do you, oh, sorry, do you read them though? Do you
I
go through them
do,
first? Oh, amazing. I was gonna say, Gabby be flipping? She be flipping vintage books? I see you.
Well, I mean, some of them I can't read because they're like in Dutch, or yeah, but most of them I do. I mean, the thing with picture books, they're usually pretty short. But I have to also do a little bit of digging on like who these people are, and there's a lot of really nice vintage picture books. I just can't get enough. I'm very addicted to it. That and postcards, like, it's kind of a
I know your addiction with the postcards. I see that. And like also when I walked by your table, like I was like, how come I've never met Gabby before this? Because when I love that you sold the vintage postcards, and of course your illustrations are the perfect postcards. If people were to write and send them to their loved ones, they would be perfect, because part of my Wear Many Hats world tour, I've been writing and sending them to friends ever since we started this world tour last year. And I, in the back of my head, I was like, how did this start? And I was like thinking, wait, is it because I walked by Gabby's table?
Oh, maybe. I mean, I love postcards are the best. When I travel, I try to like find antique stores or just flea market and get old vintage postcards. I mean, the thing that's difficult is finding some that don't have writings on the back and then use that to send to people. And it's just a little like momentum of, the travel and people just love it, especially vintage ones, because the printing is so nice and they're like a
So
little like
good.
funny or strange or yeah. I try to do it. I don't always do it. We were just in Mexico and we didn't do it. But next trip I think I'll make an effort. It's just yeah. There's something really nice about having a bunch of postcards and like sitting on a in a cafe or a bar and writing them and just a little silly little note, and then people get it like 2 months later, and they're
It's
like,
it always
surprise!
takes 2 months later for some odd reason.
Yeah.
Also, because the I since I've been writing a bunch the past couple months, I've now given up on like actually writing. Now I do little doodles and just be like, wish you were here now, because
Classic.
you're done with the whole like meaningful thing. You're done with like the long paragraphs. Like, they get it, you're out there. But now it's like, let's make it fun.
Yeah. I have a lot of postcards and I collect a lot of just landmark postcards and a lot of just a lot of flora and fauna as well. And a lot of them end up having writings on the back, and it's if I can decode what the writing is, sometimes the penmanship is really, it's like tiny, tiny, or I can't read this, but it's funny to see like the what people have been sending each other in like 1901, and it's very much the same thing. Wish you were here, like I did this nice thing, and sometimes there's a little doodle and like a little silly joke, and that's like sometimes people were lazy and they were like, this is our hotel, and then this is like I love that. Like we stayed here for 2 days.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's 'cause like I think back then, right? Obviously no Airbnb, it's just all vibes. So it's like, yeah, we stayed at this hotel for 2 days, and it's like a big deal.
Yeah.
You don't understand. Like, it's a big deal. Whereas like everywhere else, I mean, all the spots that I've been traveling to, like all the hotels, like I'm just like, here, I need comfort, and then leave. But like this one's all meaningful. Yeah, that's the same thing. When I went to this vintage book sale in Bed-Stuy that was selling the lead singer of Television who passed. He had his like books there, and I bought a book that he like signed in there, and I had no idea what he wrote. Like, I'm like trying to read it, and it's all chicken scratch. I have no idea.
Oh, I mean that's kind of the best. I love those little details. I mean, just books that have like they've had a life, and you're like, I'll take care of you now.
Exactly. I also love that you collect vintage postcards and vintage art books or any type of books, because like us dudes, we be collecting vintage t-shirts like it's our job. And like vi vintage Rolexes with vintage watches, like we're on the watch game and we're on the like t-shirt game, but like that doesn't matter. It's Let's
I
keep it
mean,
lingerie.
vintage. Yeah, shirts are. I was gonna lean here. I was gonna say. I just got a book on them in the mail yesterday. I can try to describe it for the listeners. It's a book from the 30s, a French book that is a linen cloth book about the story of Adam and Eve. But it's all painted. It's so, I mean, they're very naive. Like they're very, very silly. I'll send a picture if you want to share it. But
Yes.
it's only like a few pages, and it's cut with, I don't know what those scissors are, like what's the name of it, but the scissors that have like triangle like teeth, and but it's all painted with natural dyes. It's pretty
Whoa.
silly. Yeah. So it's like beautiful purple hues and pink hues and like ochre, and the greens are very muted. But yeah, it's like almost 100 years old. So I just got this in the mail. I'm pretty excited about this one.
Yeah, that's so good. That's so up your alley too.
Isn't this weird? Just
So
like the look at this. The silliest animals. It's really I would say the story of the creation of the world, but Adam and Eve are in the cover. It's yeah, and the giraffes are no, it's pretty sweet. But yeah, things like that, they just make me so happy. Yeah, I'm like it's funny, I see a book and I'm like, I need this. Like you I need this in my life. I'm gonna I can't stop looking at it.
You're
Makes
showing
me
me
so
a
happy.
page. You're showing me pages right now. Gabby's showing pages of animals on the on her right. It's the elephants, and on her left is giraffes. But the colors are, it's just colors that you won't see in a modern children's
Yeah,
book.
I mean they're all like natural colors, and I don't know. I was really surprised by it. It's very nice, very special little book. But yeah, that's kind of the stuff that I've been. It's just my brain is just thinking about picture books I want all the time, and
Oh my God. Yeah. Behind you is like a cabinet filled with all types of
books.
books.
Yeah, it's a. All, a lot of pic all the picture books are here. That's the thing, they don't take that much room, so that's good. But yeah, they're all in here. And yeah, I started along like maybe I started collecting like 9 years ago, mostly because they just don't take that much room, and a lot of really good illustrators or like des like graphic designers or like writers, I don't know, a lot of talented people just use that as an outlet, like so many times. And there's like a really rich culture of American picture books from the 20s to like the 60s and 70s, and they made me laugh, and they're so delightful and just beautiful illustration and printing techniques. And so I just once I started, it was really hard to stop. And then met a lot of people through it because we just ex like I met other collectors, and then started with the postcards, and that's another thing. So there's like people I talk to and exchange books, and then auction houses that I know might have sometimes like lots of picture books. I don't know, I've been buying. Now I started to buy from Australia, and I bought also a big box of Belgian books, and it's in because I speak French. That was kind of nice because I found a lot of books I've never seen before, and they were all in French. But anyways, I'm rambling now.
No, I like
You can don't get me started on picture books.
my jaw's dropping only because of the fact that I love this obsession. Like, I love this addiction. Like, this is so great. All I can think of is like your future home with like it's I've been to homes in like the Upper East Side where like they have the bookcases, bookshelves, like a spiral bookcase, like the whole nine. It's like in a movie, and I can just see your house being like that.
My dream. Like I just want to be the real estate of my dreams. Like, I just want to leave behind like the dream real estate. The like estate sale, sorry. I want to be the estate sale, sorry, not the real estate. But I don't know. I was gonna say there's also for people who like just want to look at rare books, they should just the library on 42nd Street, the Schwarzman building, they have You can access a lot of these rare books, and you don't need to buy them. You can look at them over there. That's usually what I do. But yeah, there's like so many great resources to look at rare and beautiful, beautiful old prints.
I also love that you're dropping libraries right now, only because the fact that like they never left, but apparently on social media, people are like talking about libraries now. Like, have you ever heard of this place called the library? And it's just like it like a place where now people are like doing work out of, like they're using it as like a co-working space. And it just
Yeah.
like kind of blows my mind that that's like popping up on my feed. And like I've been to the Brooklyn
New.
Library. Yeah. And it's phenomenal, but like it's, you know, people are like, I've been living in New York for 10 years and this is the first time I've been library. Like, what?
Oh, no. I mean, I'm happy that they finally found it. I think it's like I mean, even for people who are not in New York, you can access a lot of their things online. I mean, where to start? Like the picture collection is incredible. There's like this room with like pictures that you can look at, but they've also been digitalizing a lot of them, so you can access their digital collection online as well. And I found out there's a seed library. They have a seed library I had no idea about until like a few months ago, and people can get seeds there for their garden. I mean, you can, talking about gardening again. Yeah, there's a lot about the library that, yeah, I just people need to support your local library. It's important. They're great.
I have never heard of the Seed Library, too. That is so new to me.
Yeah. Oh, my cat is coming to say hi. Hey. Oh,
What's your
do you
cat's
get a
name?
lot of pets?
Oh, yeah.
Fievel. Do you know the movie An American Tale? It's like a cartoon from, I think, like 80s. Oh, I can't remember, like the 80s, that Steven Spielberg produced. There's a little mouse moving to America. Yeah, my cat reminded me of a mouse, so this is one of my favorite movies growing up.
Did it move with you? Is it a
Yeah.
Canadian cat?
No, it's no. He was born in Brooklyn. Yeah, he's a New Yorker.
Oh my God. I thought it was a traveling cat. No, that's I there's been a lot of new cats in my life right now, and we do get a lot of animals on the show, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah. I mean, I hear it once in a while, but yeah, curious from your side if you get to, I guess you get to see them. That's fun. Lots of new cats in your life. I love cats.
I can tell. I was when I was scrolling through your IG, I was like, wow, she loves cats so much. Well, the thing is, all right, when people do deep dives on people's IGs, I think it's one of the funniest things. It's like you can obviously go back in time and see like their past or whatever, but like your photos on IG are comedy gold. Like, you know, you're holding up a coffee cup the size of your head, probably bigger. You're holding bread that looks like a lizard. Your holdings should be a page on its own. And then like cats,
Oh, I like
another
that.
page. You know, like, so I learned a lot
Yeah, I
about
love.
it.
Yeah, I love that. I love yeah, what's it called? Gigantic objects or like miniatures. Yeah. No, I love cats. I mean, that's the thing. I've started to do illustration of bodegas a few years ago, and I was just spending so much time I was spending so much time going into bodegas to see if they had a bodega cat. And then I ended up learning a lot about the different bodegas in my neighborhood, and they were the ones that I would like cross on my way to work, and decided to start painting them because I was just trying out watercolor and really, really enjoyed it. But so I've just been taking a lot of pictures of bodegas, and therefore I know a lot of bodega cats. And take a lot of pictures of them. And also I had a few cats on our block, like a few cats on our block over the past years were abandoned. So I've worked with some really nice rescuers helped me place them. So I was just posting a lot about these cats being like, they need to find I need a foster. And
Oh.
so yeah, oh, I love cats. They're, you know, they make me happy. My cat just winked at me.
Is your cat a rescue too?
I someday SPCA, yeah.
Oh,
Yeah.
this is so wild because Christian Schwartz of Commercial Type also just got two new cats that are rescues as
Oh.
well from the cor from their spot out in Chinatown. And I've just been there's just he's been sending me all these new photos, and I want a cat, so I want a an I can't I want a pet. I just came from this coffee shop in, where am I, in Vietnam,
You just like looked at the ceiling and like,
yeah,
whoa.
I was like, what country am I in? Oh yeah, I'm still in Ho Chi Minh. It's called a slow cafe, and the owner has four pugs, and I was just like hanging out with the pugs, and I just forgot how much I loved animals, and yeah, I just forgot, because I've just been traveling on my own. I'd be waking up every morning being like, okay, am I back in New York? And I wake up and I'm like, no, still here.
Yeah, it's do you get that feel sometimes when I travel, I just wake up and I'm just so confused about like I wake up and I just literally don't know where I am, and then I'm like in shock.
All the time, especially this little tour, because this was very unexpected. This is all I've never planned. I did not plan any of this. Like, it's just really, really bizarre to me. And also going back to soul searching, I like did that. I'm still doing more soul searching, because I have to go back to KL. But yeah, it's weird because like I don't know if you've ever been like, I'm not saying like this trip has been forced upon me, but like, here, we're gonna throw you into the world. Go. And so I just like had the opportunity and the chance to do it. And I'm just like, wow, I've been like kind of, I like the what the weird part I'm trying to say is like, I can't go home. I'm kind of stuck out here. But I'm not on the run. I can go home anytime.
Right. I mean, it's a long time. I've never been away, like travel for that long. I'm really impressed. That takes a lot of dedication, and yeah, I'm such like a creature of comfort.
Me too.
I find difficult to be away for like more than like 3 weeks or a month. Yeah.
Me too. Like I miss, I miss my bed, I miss my furniture, I miss my friends, honestly the most. But I also like, yeah, I also miss that, like, you telling me about like Clinton Hill, because I'm right, we're basically neighbors. I'm in Prospect Heights, so I'm like right there, and you just hearing about New York thing makes me so happy right now. Because when people travel, they some of the people I meet like don't like where they live, and that's why they need to travel, which is so bizarre to me. But I'm the opposite, and like obviously I love New York so much, and I read up on New York news so much. I'm like, oh man.
Okay. I don't know if that's good or bad, but yeah.
Yeah, but hats off to you and everything that you do for some Jassara Wear Many Hat Solutions. I love your postcards, and I love your illustrations. Currently, right now, we are doing this huge Wear Many Hats artists like poster thing. I don't know if you've ever seen, if you came to our table, we had some commissioned artist posters that we did. the past, but like we would love to do a Wear Many Hats Gabby poster
Oh, I'd
slash
love
like
to.
postcard.
I'd be honored.
That would be amazing for this year. I mean, you're now part of the Wear Many Hats cinematic universe. I just think that it would only, I mean, dude, your illustrations, like it's just, I'm surprised that there's not a, like a museum of Gabby.
Wow,
I'm
that's
gassing
a
right now.
very quick.
I'm gassing right now.
I mean, watercolors are—they're just so, I don't know. It just speak to the senses. It's a lot of colors and things mixing and funny textures. And my illustrations, I find them getting a little. Sometimes they get a little muddy, but they—I just love the colors because they're so, I don't know—they're so yummy. It's for
Yummy.
me. Yeah, it's just there. I think that's why I really like painting bodegas because they have all usually these like beautiful, quite vernacular food posters in the windows. They're like collage of every item you could find, and that's like my favorite part to draw, just these co like crazy collages of food, and they're just so fun.
It's so good. I love like also the captions. Like, can you spot the Ritter sports? Like, yo, I can.
Yeah. did you know there's a Ritter Sports Museum in Germany?
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. You can get hats of every different flavors of Ritter. I
You.
hope it still exists, but
I love Ritter Sports. I would love for Ritter Sports to sponsor the pod. But like that, I think Ritter Sports is the best chocolate ever, hands down. But yeah, there's a museum for everything, I guess.
Yeah, but that one I think is that one has a really good shop. Like I think that's the if you're a fan, I think you must go back to Berlin and get a yeah. I think it's in Berlin. I don't know. I can't remember. Yeah. Anyways, yeah.
No,
Fun
imagine
fact.
just going to the gift shop and buying all these Ritter Sports and then just like realizing when you come back, like in your suitcase, they all melted.
Yeah, no, I would just go for like the merch. I think
Oh
that's like
yeah. Because you can get the Ritter Sports out of the bodega. Yeah, duh. It's the same exact like
they probably have very diff they probably have very different flavors. Yeah, there's just it's like chips. American chips and Canadian chips are very different flavors.
Wait, have you been?
To the Ritter Sport Museum?
Yeah.
No, I didn't have the time, but I know it's there.
What
When
is
I was in Berlin.
the wildest museum you've ever been to in the world?
Oh, the wildest museum I've ever been
Or the
to.
most
Oh, that's such a good
interesting?
question.
Yeah, one of the two.
I mean, oh,
I
I
know.
love museums. I mean, well, my favorite museum I think is the Santa Fe Folk Art Museum. I really like that museum because it's just beautiful. I don't know, they have like the Alexander Dürer collection of folk art that I really really love, but always really fun exhibitions. But the weirdest one, I mean, the weirdest one. I don't know if it's the weirdest museum, but it was the weirdest room. It was speaking of Germany, I think the first one that came to mind is the Witt collection at the Natural History Museum. We're talking about Natural History Museum and History Museum. Yeah. Everything has been kept in these like glass jars, like different creatures, and it's like walls of it's mesmerizing but also kind of disgusting. And yeah, it's very special. It's like the
And
one I don't know, like
that was also in Germany too.
the Natural History Museum in Berlin, yeah, is very, yeah, very It's, I don't know if it's the weirdest one, but it's definitely the one that just I think about it a lot, the that collection. Yeah. It's just like the jars of different like they keep specimen and like these liquids and so on. And it's just like walls of them. And it's quite beautifully organized and in this like everything there is like pretty much original, like the woodwork and so on. It's very beautifully done. But yeah, very strange. Also the pharmacy museum in New Orleans, that was also interesting.
The
It's that old
pharmacy.
pharmacy. Yeah, it was an old pharmacy and they had like a lot of packaging. And it's just like an old pharmacy that they kept intact pretty much. And yeah, just very diff very strange packaging of medication and ointments and then like rooms of care and then all like prosthetics and like very, I don't know, this is a weird
That
dinosaur.
totally,
Is
yeah,
this
that
too weird?
tops it. No, that tops it. That tops it.
Yeah, they had like a whole section dedicated to hysteria, like when we were like, yeah, I mean this very yeah, that's a fun one. Yeah, beautiful, beautiful building too. I recommend it if you happen to go there.
Wow. Some go to Mardi Gras and some go to the pharmacy museum.
Yeah, I did.
You didn't.
That's me.
Gabby, where is a place you like to go to hang your hat in Gabby world? Like before you start a project or after you start a project, where you like to draw inspiration from, or where you like to take a load off, or like when you're done everything, you have like a special place in mind that you like to go.
Oof. I mean, I think right now I'm thinking a lot about the next place. I feel like they change all the time. And sometimes it can be close to home. Like it could be just going to the Botanic Garden. That's where I want to go when I have a big break. But I think right now I'm thinking I really want to go back to France or Italy, like it, but also I don't know, I'm kind of, I really want to go to Australia too. It's just too many. Can I have multiple hats?
You can have multiple places you'd like to go to hang your hat. Is there
Yeah,
a
it's hard.
specific spot, or you just like love it as a whole?
So my husband's from Melbourne, so I definitely want to go back there, but I think there's so much I haven't seen there that I just really want to do. Like they have beautiful beaches and I think I just want to find like the perfect place to like go relax for a little bit and like hang out with like family and friends. But yeah, and in France I just want to go to the south of France because I've never been and I want to be surrounded by some flowers.
They definitely have that. It just sounds home, like home away from home.
Yeah, we have multiple homes in this household. Yeah.
I love that. That sounds nice.
Mm.
Gabby, if you were to get a chest tattoo quote, what would it be?
Oh yeah, that's a tough one. But I have this. I mean, obviously, Celine Dion. Céline Dion.
Of course. Of
Yes,
course.
okay. She had this like really big hit for Eurovision called Ne partez pas sans moi. I would do that. Don't leave without me. It's all about adventure and finding your style, like finding yourself. And I think this is kind of like the mood that I'm in right now is just on the journey, like enjoying the journey I'm on and keep on going.
That is perfect. I really thought we were going with My Heart Will Go On, but I knew that wasn't going to be the case. And
Oh,
that was
it's a really
perfect.
good song. You should listen to it. It was big in the charts when I was born, the year, so
If we did outro music, that would have been it. I love that. That
Yeah.
is, shout out to Celine. She's, going through it.
Yeah. I know. For we love her. I know.
Whoa.
So sad.
But she listens to this podcast, so she'll know that that's your chest tattoo quote. Gabby, plug your socials. Where can people find you?
Oh, my handle here. Oh God, I do have to spell it. I feel like people don't know. because my last name is, people are always huh? My Instagram is my name, Gabby Lamontagne, Gabi underscore Lamontagne, means the mountain. You'll see it in a little emoji with like highs going like up and down, like it's the just cross-eyed. That's me.
And you can't miss it. It's
No, he can't.
one of a kind. What made you start that? I'm sure that this is from day one. It feels like it was day one.
Yeah, I made that. I remember the day I made it because I was working at the Met, and my coworker next to me was laughing, was having a laugh, and I was like, oh, I guess this is funny. And then it's just like I just inverted the eyes on the. On one of the emojis, and yeah, that was like the then it's been stuck with me since 2015. Yeah, oi.
We love that. Don't ever change.
I won't. Thank you.
Thank you, Gabby, for coming on Wear Many Hats. It was great to have you.
Oh, thank you so much. This was so fun. I can't wait to catch up in New York.
Can't wait to catch up with you in New York, too. Until next time, this is Wear Many Hats presented by Jasar, and I'm Rashad. Peace.